broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for December the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced that checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. LibertyRoundtable.com for donations and free radio. LibertyRoundtable.com. 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, hard-hitting talk. Constitutional focus. If it's constitutional, we love it. If it's not, we don't like it very much. It's that simple. Welcome to the broadcast. We talked yesterday a little bit about a 91-year-old grandma. She became a graduate of the University of Alabama. Good for her. We talked about a veteran that foils a mass shooting by tackling the gunman. That's great news. We talked about Seattle public official suspended for hiring a, quote, transgender stripper for homelessness conference. Don't even understand what that's about, but there you go. Everything's perverted and political these days. Sad to say. I shouldn't say everything. Lots of things are. Girl, good news, saves mom after learning CPR from YouTube. That's over in Britain, but sometimes you've got to import good news because you can't find it locally. But great news, YouTube helped the girl learn CPR, and she saved her mom. Gotta dig that story. Girl opens hot cocoa stand to pay off classmates' lunch debt. That's good news. Gotta wonder why the poor student's in lunch debt in the first place, but there you go. At least folks are helping out folks and doing a good deed daily, huh? Merry Christmas. Texas teenagers, three of them, rescue cancer patient from a burning vehicle. That's a phenomenal news story as well. Good news. Man, we got several good news stories. In fact, today we got several good news stories, too. They're starting to come out more often around Christmas time, aren't they? We like that. Mr. Larry Kudlow, next year's economy is going to be stronger. I pray he's correct. Empire State, that's New York's survey, shows a big jump in manufacturing optimism. The numbers are ticking up as a result of that optimism. That's good news on those fronts, even in New York, of all places. Dow Jones gains 10,000th point under the Donald Trump administration. That's good news, too. Everybody said the stock market would melt down and tank. Didn't happen. Doing quite well. 3 years in office, almost. And good for President Trump on that score. Home builder confidence soars to highest level in 20 years. That's a good news piece, too. Wow, world's oldest couple celebrates 80th year anniversary. Could you imagine being married for 80 years? What a phenomenal opportunity that would be. Wow, congratulations to those, or to that couple, I should say. Good for them. They're still together and still alive and doing okay, from what I understand. What an exciting role model couple they are. That's a power couple if I've ever seen one, huh? After 70 years of marriage, another couple dies minutes and inches apart. Yeah, we had two incredible couple stories yesterday. That's great news. Now, Giuliani, talking about this Maria Yovanovitch or whatever her name is, he said he forced her out. I appreciate that, Giuliani. Forcing out low-level people. Why don't you force out some real swamp monsters, buddy? We're praying you get that done. That was hour one yesterday. Available at LibertyRoundtable.com. Hour two, we talked about, quote, Trump-supporting women. They got abused at a D.C. event called Nazis and all kinds of other horrible words. Anyway, I guess they showed up in the wrong room by mistake and a hotel, and they were going to meet about Donald Trump and promoting good things, and they just got assailed or assaulted, whatever you want to call it. Where's the Me Too movement when you need them? I guess these are Trump-supporting women. They don't count Me Too? That's a sad tale to tell, isn't it? By the way, they say eating chilies, that's the hot stuff, right? Cuts risk of death from heart attack and stroke, new study says. That's good news in my mind. Eat a little more chili, folks. By the way, interviews with over 400 military leaders revealed they flat out lied to the American people about the war in Afghanistan. Zero Hedge with a report it happened over three administrations. And what does Donald and Congress do about it? Right at Christmas time, they pass a gargantuan omnibus spending bill that increases funding for the military, including a space program. What a shame, folks. Now, I'm for the space program. I'm not for increasing funding. We need to use our money a lot more wisely. After all, we're $23 trillion in debt. Got it? And it's getting worse by the second. So Congress can't seem to agree on anything except for spending our money, huh? For example, it's a $738 billion defense bill. And they're giving troops the pay raise, which I think is probably deserved. It clears the Senate. Donald's supposed to be signing right away. He was giving a rally last night while he got impeached. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. The House of Representatives also passed a $1.4 trillion spending package to prevent a government shutdown. They say it's to prevent a government shutdown, but what they're really going to do is force a real government shutdown that we won't be able to stop if they keep just belligerently going into debt like they're doing. That's another topic. Donald Trump hammers Pelosi, says, quote, you're declaring open war on American democracy. Well, the poor, ignorant president doesn't realize we don't have a democracy, does he? There's no such thing as American democracy. Americans have what's called a republic, ladies and gentlemen, not a democracy. You don't believe me? Pledge allegiance to the flag, okay? I get that there's some democratic principles in our republic. I understand all that. There's also many other principles, like the rule of law, like checks and balances, like elected representation or representatives. Okay, we don't have a democracy, Donald. I know you're completely ignorant of that fact and how you were sworn in to be president without knowing that. I don't know. But everybody runs around and talks about our democracy. Oh, with the impeachment of Donald Trump, we failed our democracy. We've ran our democracy off the rail. They're just out in the weeds, folks. And you can say, well, that's just a fundamental little slip of the tongue, Sam. They know it's a republic. My question is, are you sure? And if we had a real constitutional republic, as I'm suggesting, we wouldn't have spiraled down into partisan politics and through democracy-style majorities forced impeachment on the president without any crimes. It's going to die in the Senate. Trump hammers Pelosi. You are declaring open war on our American democracy. What's he even talking about, folks? And what if I ran around and said, hey, you're destroying our communist nation? Would people criticize me for that? Yes, they would. They'd say, oh, how ignorant Sam is. He doesn't know, does he? Uh-huh, I get it. Chick-fil-A's new favorite charity, sadly, is Covenant House. It's on Chick-fil-A's foundation homepage, even. Covenant House funds Drag Queen Story Hour, just so you know, Chick-fil-A going to the dark side. Sad to say, but true. Chick-fil-A ignores letter for the American Family Association, trying to get truth to power on this to find out where they really stand. No response, which really tells me, you know what? They're not playing with Christians anymore. Chick-fil-A caved. It just switched sides. Chick-fil-A has betrayed the Christian community, says a new report, according to WND.com. Hallmark, sad to say, melts down as well. Hallmark, quote, reinstates ads with same-sex couples. Doubles down, company says it's truly sorry for the wrong decision, which was to pull those ads. Now they're doubling down, Hallmark and Chick-fil-A, promoting the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and whoever knows what letters go after that, agenda. Lori Loughlin claims prosecutors are concealing evidence. Lawyers say couple did not know the money would be used to bribe government officials or public school officials. But again, prosecutors are concealing evidence. The FBI has a pattern of doing this, all the way from Ammon Bundy to Donald Trump and Lori Loughlin and possibly you and me in between, huh? What a tragic reality check to face in America, where the courts seem to be allowing the unconstitutional, criminalistic FBI to literally withhold evidence. I mean, it is disgraceful. All right. New Jersey Democrat Jeff Van Drew joining the Republican Party. He also voted no on impeachment. Good for him. Democratic representative in Texas. I guess he's a congressional candidate there. Justin Lesia, I think is how you say it. Anyway, he hopes that President or former President Barack Obama gets cancer. He said that in a series of tweets. He's nuts. I mean, the guy's off his rocker. I hope nobody gets cancer, folks. I hope we can stamp out cancer and people can be healthy. And even if they're goofy politically like Barack and obviously this guy, I pray for them both. I don't wish them to get cancer. I mean, why would you wish that on anybody? It's a horrible death, folks. Barack Hussein Obama, quote, Women are undisputably better leaders than men. Obama was in Singapore at a private event, BBC reporting it. He's saying women make better leaders than men, bar none. It's indisputable, he says. See, I disagree with this entirely. What do you mean it's indisputable? That's how you try to reject your free-thinking folks. You just act like it's indisputable. Well, I dispute it. I don't think women are better leaders than men. I think men and women, male and female, created he, them, meaning God, and he created unique skills and attributes and talents and for male and female, not designed to be pitted against one another, as Barack Hussein is doing there, but to complement each other. I think women have great leadership skills, and so do men, in different areas and different talents and capabilities. And you know what? The two together are ordained of God and designed for the greater, or the greater whole, greater than the sum of its parts, if you will. And that's the way I would like to focus on it. So I'm disappointed in Barack to try and divide the sexes, and especially doing it on foreign soil. Nobody criticizes Barack for that, but they ought to try to straighten it out and say, why are these two genders being pitted against one another, Barack? What's wrong with you? Thanks to Donald Trump, though, they say drug prices are actually falling. That's the White House with that piece. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's still available for free at LibertyRoundtable.com. Download, share, spread the word. But if you want to donate, every penny helps. LibertyRoundtable.com. Our guest coming up, Brian Rust. RustCoinAndGift.com in mere seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard yet, the House has impeached President Donald J. Trump. Two articles of impeachment. The first article of impeachment, they say abuse of power, 230 to 197. The second article is obstruction of Congress, 229 to 198. Wow. No Republicans voted in favor of impeachment, I might add. And there you go. Looks like three defectors in one and two in the other of the Democrats went to the Republican side. But primarily, it's a partisan impeachment. It doesn't get really more partisan than that, I guess, unless nobody defected. One person, Tulsi Gabbard, basically said present in both cases. So she didn't even vote. She just said, I'm here. Whatever that means. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. The House has impeached your president, sir.
Yeah, what a fiasco that is. That's pretty wild, I think. I know. It's pathetic.
Well, and it's not pathetic because there's an impeachment. That is the way that we deal with a president that's gone rogue. If, in fact, the president has gone rogue, the problem that I have with this is it's super partisan, number one. And number two, I don't know what abuse of power and obstruction of Congress means. Neither of those are criminal offenses, even if he has done them. But I don't even know what those vague terms mean. So when you put vague terms together with no crimes, and then you add to that this insult to injury with partisan politics at its extreme, I'm disappointed because at some point, the checks and balances aren't working, Brian.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I think it's a circus, though. I mean, like you say, it's the rules that have come into this impeachment play. I mean, we're going to meet in our own little rooms at times. No one's involved or can come in. We'll wait, and then they're going to break in. I mean, it's just almost it's a circus. And yet, our president should have the right, if there's funding that's going to, I mean, we spend so much money helping the world, and if there's abuse going on in that, which I'm sure, well, we know there are, he should have a right to ask questions about the abuse, you know, and trying to tighten. He said, I'm going to try to do, help the people. We're going to try to tighten up just throwing money everywhere and allowing people to come into the country. And I think he's trying to do a lot of things, but boy, they've just beaten the heck out of him for trying to accomplish some of these things. And it's the people, I think, want to see some of these things happen.
They do. And we got to remember, the Democrats want you to believe that this in 2016 wasn't even a valid election. But the fact is, it was valid. The people voted for President Trump. The Electoral College, the checks and balances there were working. This is really just we will not let the 2016 election stand without trying to give the president such a punch in the face. But what's going to happen, in my opinion, is the Democrats are going to get egg on their face because they've pushed so hard now. Everyone sees it for the partisan fiasco that it is. And everyone sees these terms, these, quote, articles of impeachment are so vague. You know what? The checks and balances may, and this is all up to the people, by the way, but may come back and bless us in this case because there might be a landslide for President Donald Trump as a result of this. Sometimes you can say, hey, this is a lame duck president or whatever else, and you can say, hey, this is a wounded president or whatever. I think that it did wound Bill Clinton, but I don't think that it'll do that to Donald. In fact, I think Donald might get more power out of it. My fear is twofold. One, that we let this stand, but two, if Donald gets too much power because of the pushback against the abuse of power, meaning the Democrats abuse their power, so then the pendulum swings and we let the president have too much power. This could haunt us in terms of dismantling the checks and balances big time on both ends if we're not very, very careful, cognizant, watchful, and insist on the checks and balances. Do you want to chime in on this, Kurt?
Well, at least to me, one of the key things that needs to be brought up over and over simply because, that's the way that bad guys do it. They bring up lies over and over until people think they're true. But when the president was just barely either inaugurated, placed in office, or even before, I believe, there was already talk of impeachment. And so it certainly isn't something that's just come up because of what he's done, at least in my opinion. If you look at the track record and go, hey, they were planning it way back then. Then the other thing to bring up, at least to me, is that the fact that the Constitution talks a lot about impeachment, but especially, at least it mentions it for judges, and yet I really don't hear any of that. Do you?
You're right on both counts, so let's take them one at a time because I think they're valid, and I think it relates to the economy. We'll talk about that in a minute, Brian. But when it comes to this idea that, it's partisan, this idea that, hey, it's usually used for judges, or at least that's what the Constitution articulates, and they're using this to try to, really, in my opinion, hobble Donald. And I'm a little bit fearful that you might get Donald with too much power, because he can just say, hey, what a sham this is, and almost whatever Donald does now. The good guys who believe Donald has been wronged might just double down and say, well, I know it's a little over the top for the president to do that, but he's been abused and shanghaied and wronged so much. I mean, it's kind of justifiable. He has to do that because of how much hostility he's got. And I would reject the president from taking too much power as a result of this pendulum swinging back and forth. I would also say to the Democrats that it's very partisan indeed. And Kurt, you pointed to, they've been wanting to impeach him from the very start without even articles of impeachment. They first said, we're going to impeach him right out of the gate. They didn't even know what. They just knew they were going to impeach. So to say that the president's done something wrong and that's where it started is a lie. And that's why I think that the Democratic Party could be sued. Now, I know I brought this up to Joel Skousen, and he just thought it's too vague. And I don't think so, though. I think you can take to a court, to a grand jury, and say, you know what? These guys have been pushing for this from the start. In fact, they said, we want to impeach. They didn't have anything, but they just wanted to impeach. That's how it started. Then they went to this dossier and lied for literally years. And they had the government do the bidding of a private party, this Democratic Party. And then they found out that was all bogus. Then they moved to bribery. Then they moved to obstruction of justice. Then they backed off all that and filed these vague articles of impeachment. I think you could demonstrate fairly easily to a court of law and to a grand jury, this intent has nothing to do with the rule of law, nothing to do with the proper order of Congress, everything to do with a partisan attempt by a private organization to not only manipulate our elections, but to remove a sitting president. Because now what's happening, to add fuel to the fire, is Nancy Pelosi says House may withhold impeachment articles, delaying the Senate trial. That's according to the Washington Post. So Nancy Pelosi might hold the articles of impeachment, intentionally delaying the trial. Why? Because she doesn't believe Mitch McConnell and the, quote, Republicans now will give a fair shake to their cause, if you will, Brian. Do you want to reply to that one?
Well, I think the American people want accountability, and I don't think they have any trust in the government, because the just as you just said, you know, the partisan on their side has just thrown out, you know, pick straws here and there. Well, that didn't work. Let's try this. That's not working. Let's try this. But there's no accountability. You can go back to others that they found evidence, you know, on Clinton. There's, you know, maybe Obama. You know, there's all this evidence that's happening out there, and yet there's no accountability. So I think the people are getting fed up. And, you know, why spend billions and billions of more money when they're not doing anything about it? I think that's a big problem. If there's no accountability, people don't go to jail, and yet we see people in jail that haven't done anything. So I think we don't know what to do. I think as a people, we're trying to, well, yeah, we should go after them. Maybe we could sue them. Is it going to go anywhere? They're not doing anything now.
I don't know if it'll go anywhere or not, but I think you need to put this on record. And what you create is a timeline of abuses by a private organization called the Democratic Party. And this is kind of where Kurt and I really, we want to see the end of parties. We want the party to be over, because the founding fathers warned us against these partisan politics. And what better way to strike a blow at one of the parties and say, listen, you haven't been behaving according to the checks and balances that made America great, according to the supreme law of the land, according to the rules of the House or the Senate. You've changed them to your whim as a private organization, and you've done so to not only look backwards and manipulate and negate election results, but you're doing it really within the last year of his presidency. So you're tampering with the 2016 elections. You're also tampering with the 2020 elections. You're doing it for partisan reasons. You don't have solid reasons for your legitimate, hey, the president has violated the rule of law. That's not on the table. And now you're literally not only tampering with all kinds of aspects of this. First, you say we're going to do it in secret star chambers. Republicans, you're not welcome. Second, then you're going to do it in, well, hey, it doesn't matter. The facts. Well, it gets worse. We'll talk about it. Brian Rust with us, RustQuittingGift.com. You got your Christmas presents yet?
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has been impeached by the Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives. As the vote was taken last night on the House floor, President Trump was addressing a huge crowd of supporters in Battle Creek, Michigan. And speaking of the impeachment,
crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame. And it really is. It's a disgrace. After 3 years, tonight the House Democrats are trying to nullify the ballots of tens of millions of patriotic Americans.
Seven Democratic White House hopefuls will take the debate stage in Los Angeles tonight. The debate being hosted by the PBS NewsHour and Politico. It will also air live on CNN. It will be starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges. Charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The first ever global refugee forum held by the United Nations closed in Geneva yesterday. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said new pledges for refugee integration made during the two-day event amounted to more than $3 billion in value. In his closing remarks, he said,
I am not a pessimist, but this has the making of a success. To make it a success is incumbent on all of us. Thank you very much.
A major supporter of President Trump is retiring from Congress. Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina announcing he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. The four-term congressman says he has struggled with leaving what he says he had always considered would be a temporary job. The new Star Wars movie getting some bad reviews. Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker has been given a green splat by Rotten Tomatoes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Brian Rust of Rust, Quinn and Gift, Kirk Crosby and yours truly breaking impeachment down. Two articles of impeachment, so vague, I don't know what they mean. Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, literally partisan lines, star chamber meetings to start it all off, promise of impeachment before they even had the things they claim are the reasons for impeachment. Moving from nothing to, well, hey, obstructed justice, and he was involved in bribery. None of that stuck. Now they have these vague articles of impeachment. They pass it on partisan lines. The president doesn't have the opportunity to face his accuser at all. Now let's talk about a speedy trial, Kurt. Pelosi says House may withhold impeachment articles, delaying Senate trial. Washington Post. Well, now they're tampering with his right to a speedy trial and his right to face an accuser, and again, every time they do something like this, it adds fuel to the fire that this is a partisan agenda based on a private organization manipulating the rule of law in America, sir. Kurt?
Well, the only problem here, Sam, is you got Congress involved in it, and we've seen it where they basically just, you hope that in a normal court of law you get some justice, but when you throw in Congress in the mix and you get a pretend court, which is what this is, and they can make up the rules as they go, just change them on the fly, all bets are off. The beauty of it, at least to me, is that imagine if this were even talked about in communist China or even Russia. Whoever the quote problem people were would just hey, they just disappear, Sam. And so there wouldn't be any of this problem in the media, if you will. And, you know, so at least you could say that that's one, I guess you could say, star on our forehead, that you can have this kind of disagreements still in America between, well, high-level officials, if not the highest-level officials, and yet nobody's found strung up the next morning.
Yeah, I'd be careful on the word strung up, but your point is taken.
No, I'm serious about that. I mean, you know, you look at these Hong Kong reports we see where these individuals are so-called, not rioting, but they're protesting the move by the communist Chinese, you know, the mainland Chinese, about taking over Hong Kong. And you've got journalists that are embedded in, within the protesters, and they're getting beat up and shot and killed, literally, Sam. So, you know, all I'm saying is at least here, you know, the president doesn't get ticked off and just send in the army and kill all the Congress, you know, or at least all the guys that voted against him. So, you know, at least we've got that going.
Yeah, your point is we still have the rule of law to a great degree. And your point is that we, you know, in America, we've still got a lot of liberty left. And the checks and balances, although they're being obliterated by certain individuals in certain situations, for the most part, the system is working wonderfully. And there's truth to that point, Brian.
Yeah, I think you guys have made a lot of good points. I think that, it would be nice to go after the, you know, the abuse of power on the left. And but, you know, I think accountability, I think if we were to go after them, we want to see accountability. We want to see, you know, okay, if they're doing wrong and we've proven the fact over and over again they're doing wrong, how come there's no accountability?
You know, well, the only way we the people can create accountability, I wish somebody would take it to the courts and sue, and that's certainly one avenue that, in my personal opinion, should be explored. It may go nowhere, as Joel Skousen and others wisely point out as well, but I think it's worth the try. We've got to fight with every check and balance we have. The next check and balance, though, really comes to, you know what, how many of these House folks are going to keep their seats for impeaching the president on these flimsy charges? Where there's no laws broken, they can't claim it's the rule of law here, where all these rules that I've already highlighted have been broken. Are they going to be paying at the ballot box, meaning turned out at the next election cycle, or are we just going to double down and support them and give them, quote, whatever you want to call it, a support for their deeds, if you will? We could also do some recalls for some members of Congress, couldn't we?
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right, but I think, you know, we as the people are looking at this. I'm looking at it saying, okay, here's the election coming up. I mean, it's been twisted and turned and so on, and we're allowing more people to vote who shouldn't be voting or double voting or so on. How does Pelosi get reelected, or how does this person get reelected, or how does, I mean, we keep looking at this thinking common sense would say you're not going to vote for that person, but yet, I mean, common sense doesn't mean anything. You know, right is wrong, wrong is right, and so we, you know, if it's abuse in power and I make a mistake, I'm going to jail. They're not coming in and saying, well, the support or others are going to jail.
Brian's a good guy. He must have misstepped. Sorry about that. Yeah. There, clean off the shoe from the, you know, and we're good.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, hey, good point. On the heels of impeachment, by the way, what is gold and silver looking like? Honest money, how's it doing after the, quote, impeachment proceedings?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Gold's down a little bit, 1477.10.
Okay.
Silver's down a little bit at 1707. It was 1713 last week, 707 right now. And this is another avenue that we look at. The metals. Why? If you go back and news, so we just watch news of things that are happening and this and that and others, when the markets have really increased, and you know, even just debt. I mean, we talked about debt here, you know, a number of years ago, and it was on TV. You could see our debt; it was turning on the you know, their desk right in front of the desk of the news people. This is your debt; it's going. It's, I mean, you know, silver's pushing towards $50. Gold's up $2,000 just on the debt. We're impeaching a president, and it's like, hey, all's well in Zion; everything's good. And don't worry about anything. I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And it's interesting that silver and gold are down slightly, they claim. You know, the truth is that I think that the international world, the stock market, in other words, the markets, and the American people, really, I know Congress thinks they got a big old win last night. But I think most folks are just like, ho-hum, that political theater doesn't even matter anymore. Congress is rendering themselves irrelevant by this. We can talk about how much of abuse of power it is and, you know, talking about obstructing Congress. When the Democrat Party, a private organization, does this, they've obstructed Congress. It's pretty clear to see for their own partisan agenda. Nevertheless, I think the American people in the markets are just kind of ho-hum on it, aren't they, Brian?
Yeah. That's probably right. Well, it seems like the stock market, at the world's 4-0, it's plenty in our stock market. It keeps growing leaps and bounds. I just think that, you know, we've talked about honest money. We've talked about getting back to the basics of, you know, gold and silver as a base, or, you know, we having some kind of base. And I think being away from that and not doing, kind of living by the laws that we've established to be right, eventually we prepare ourselves, is what I'm trying to get to, because at some point, is it the government hangs by a thread, that we, you know, the hit the rumors of that, or this, that, and the other. We just need to prepare as a family or individual, so that we have peace of mind, I think, in a world that's so chaotic.
All right. Well, I hate to make this racial, but it looks like the polling agencies have done so, Kurt. While everybody else is in the Congress and government and media is talking about impeachment, like I said, I don't think the American people care too much. Especially black people that are voters don't seem to care too much for the impeachment proceedings, do they, Kurt?
Well, that's a great point, Sam. You know, and the president apparently in the last election, you know, had about 8% of the, what do they call it, African-American vote?
Yes, sir.
You know, something like that. Apparently now the headline reads, black voter approval of Trump could seal 2020 win. Support against Democratic candidates at highest level for GOP since 1968. That's close to when you were born, Sam. Trump supporters at a rally in Council Bluff, Iowa. It shows a picture of them, you know, and they're, well, African Americans, or as we used to call them, black people, you know, Sam. Following the polls by Emerson or Rasmussen, indicating President Trump has a stunning 34% approval rating among black voters. Going from 8% to 34% is a pretty big move.
Yeah, all that for a racist there, Donald. Pretty good. What do you think of this, Brian? Really, you know, they tried to say that Donald was racist. Now black people are realizing that, you know, Donald's done a lot of things for all Americans, not just the white kind or the black kind, whatever divide you want to do. For all Americans, Donald's done a lot of good. They can economically see it and feel it, and lower taxes. And, I mean, people see the truth, sir.
Yeah. No, I think so. I think people want to see the good. I think there's so much chaos in the world. They want to see the good, right? And his numbers are climbing. You know, he's done a lot of good things. I mean, they won't acknowledge any good thing. He's not done anything good, but he has.
Amen.
Yes.
By the way, Brian, can you hang on for one more segment? I want you to celebrate about 5 or 6 in a row good stories Kurt found for us.
Let's do it.
What do you need that for Christmas, ladies and gentlemen? Kurt Cosby with the details in seconds on your radio.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Good news straight ahead, Kurt.
Well, you couldn't agree more, Sam. The headline here from, the boys at Western Journal, along with a few other contributors, you could say, even today. But there's a lady named Janet Ballard. She's 53 years old. She lives in a, place called Dublin, Georgia. Not Dublin, Ireland, but Dublin, Georgia. And she's a waitress working at the Cracker Barrel. She got a group of 12 diners that showed up for breakfast. And she said, I connected with them immediately. I'm a people person. I start with greeting them and finding out what needs they have, if they have allergies or whether they're vegan. A little different than the old days of being a waitress, I think. Everything that they can possibly need or want, to try to hone in on those things when I'm taking that individual order. Says, when the meal was finished, the group handed Ballard, that's the waitress, a Christmas card. Inside the card was a stack of cash, $100 from each person in the group for a total of $1,200. As she counted the money in front of the diners, tears of shock and joy began to fall from Ballard's face. Quote, may God have the glory for all that is done in his name, is what diner James Deal wrote on Facebook.
I think that's the most important piece of the story. May God have the glory. And these people basically, bearing one another's burdens, reaching out to those who may be in need more or whatever, paying it forward, whatever word you want to use for this. Hey, let's do right in the name of God. Clothe the naked, feed the hungry, care for those who are, mourn with those who stand in need of comfort, bearing one another's burdens. And these people are doing that, and it goes viral. Merry Christmas, Janet Ballard, Cracker Barrel waitress, blessed with $1,200 tip. May God have the glory. Now, it's one thing to have a tip happen and for her to be happy. She cried about it, and it was a great, wonderful thing. But what Janet did, in my opinion, Kurt, is another very important piece of this story.
Good point. It says later in the story, she said, I had 12 total strangers saying, hey, we care enough about you because of how you made us feel while we were dining, and we want to be a blessing to you and your family. Janet said the money was an answer to prayer. She needed to pay her taxes.
Stop now. An answer to prayer? Is she allowed to say that, Brian?
Well, that's why this story's not going to go far.
I think that's... It's wonderful. We should have more stories like this, that, God's children blessing God's children. It's awesome.
And then she says, it's an answer to prayers, which means she's been praying to God. And I think that's one of the key points to the story. She's been praying, so then the Lord blesses her with this miracle. And then what does she do, Kurt? She even does something more awesome. Well, just as
that's
awesome,
right.
I should say.
She also gave some of the money away, generously tipping a waitress after eating lunch at a seafood restaurant, as well as the manicurist at a nail salon. Because of the gift of love and caring and sharing, I'm able to not only be a better Janet, but I'm able to be an example for people this time of year who don't have hope.
Bring it on, baby.
That's
so
right.
Maybe these Republicans and these Democrats and these Congress critters and everybody else, maybe they ought to just get out of Washington, D.C. and go home and start doing some things like this.
Amen.
Know, in my mind, kind of thing. Because then we might actually set aside some of our rancor and our anger and our hatred and our fear and whatever is driving a lot of this. And double down on, let me make this point. We could start to pay it forward. We could bless one another. And then we could say, may God have the glory. Speaking of that, Lauren Chalk's in the news, Kurt.
Well, that's right. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee, WHBQ chimes in on this one. The headline reads, best Christmas gift since Jesus. Woman finds out she's pregnant 9 days before giving birth. Was already 38 weeks along. Now you say, well, wait a minute, especially any of you listeners that have had a baby. Well, she turns out she has what's called polycystic ovary syndrome, which causes her to have irregular menstrual cycles. And that's why she didn't know she was pregnant. But she got an early surprise Christmas present this year, got a baby boy. And so that's good stuff.
Yeah, and a quick step back, you know, for guys like me that, you know, I'm involved with my wife, you know, being pregnant, having a baby and everything else. I don't understand how you can get through a whole pregnancy and not know. But I also say that, you know, every woman is a daughter of God and unique to her, you know, very individual, unique, one of a kind. Every woman is a one of a kind of a thing. And, you know, hey, there's women that don't get morning sickness. There's women who don't have a lot of those health issues. There's other women who have health issues that mimic pregnancy symptoms in terms of pains and things like that. And so even though for me, it may be hard to understand how a woman can really, you know, go all that time and not even know, it is, you know, understood. Hey, some women have a real trouble giving birth. Other women, it's just like, hey, I woke up and the baby came and no big deal. No pain, no problem. You know, everybody's different. And so that's how I don't understand it. But I bring this up to say, hey, this lady, there's several stories that I like about it. Number one, hey, she didn't have all the pains and troubles of pregnancy, I assume, that others have. That's good news. But most importantly, you got a radio station in Tennessee reporting this thing. Is it radio or TV, Kurt? WHBQ?
I think that's radio.
All right.
I'm not sure.
But what I like about it is, hey, the reporter, whoever's in this, the headline, the greatest gift since Jesus. And then Lauren Chalk, she finds out she's pregnant and they're happy to have the baby. The baby didn't get aborted. I mean, there's just so many good things to this. I love it for Christmas.
Yeah, I agree.
Great point.
All right. Does it say more about, you know, their deal? Does the family think it's a blessing and a gift too?
That's pretty much all I got on details. But, you know, it shows you how, you know, different it is. I
Who's
mean,
reporting
the standard
this?
Media
TV station, but who gave it to us?
Well, we got this out of Breitbart.
Okay, so we got to commend the TV or the radio station. We got to commend the family. We got to commend Breitbart for bringing it to our attention. These are the ways that these things go viral. And then we help Brian and everybody participate and can make these things go viral. And pretty soon, you're just feeling like it's Christmas, buddy.
That's right. Keep it rolling.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Kurt, what do you think of that?
Well, it's true, but here's the problem with this story, Sam. It's got the word Jesus in it, you know? And so they're going to go, we'll have to put that on the back burner, you know?
Well, all I can tell you is when all these people are talking about Jesus and God, I think across the country there's a whole lot more religious belief and support and understanding and desire and commitment and all the, I don't know what words to describe, you know, one's quest to follow the Savior Jesus Christ. But I believe there's a whole lot more support for religious viewpoints and things than even the polls are showing. You know, they want you to believe the whole nation is just leaving God. And I think that a lot of the media is and the mainstream, you know, actors, and you know, famous people are and stuff like that. They don't put together a very good sketch of who we are as Americans. But I believe most Americans are pretty religious. They do care. They do believe. They are concerned. They want to do right. And these two stories highlight that. Both of them talk about in God we trust or thank God for this or give God the glory or all those things are phenomenal, Brian.
A little bit more, sorry to interrupt, Brian, but a little bit more from WGN TV on this story said that, she had a history of miscarriages. She said, I would think I was pregnant before, then take a pregnancy test, and it would be negative. So I think I just would subconsciously think, well, it's not going to be true anyway. So anyway, the bottom line is baby Wyatt was born, and she calls her son the best Christmas gift since Jesus.
So that's her, awesome. And the headline is mirroring what she's feeling and saying, which I even love more. Because instead of some perverted headline like baby makes it out of the death camp of abortions, you know, or something like that, it's positive and good and Christmassy. And I think there's a lot more support for religion and for Christianity and God and the goodness of people and stuff like that than we're hearing about. These things leak out, Brian. Hopefully we can get more and more leaks, huh?
No doubt about it. These are good stories and more positivity. I love it. You know, may God bless everybody, especially this time of year. Our prayers go out, even to the partisan Democrat Party or whatever. You know, our prayers go out to them.
Amen, sir.
Yep.
Amen to that.
We're
by the way,
supposed to love our enemies. So,
amen. Pray for those that persecute us. We're on it, people.
Good point.
Hey, by the way, there's one last story you got to know about, Brian, before the end of the hour, man. You want a job, buddy? Kurt's got one for you.
Yeah.
The headline reads, Ford to add 3,000 jobs in Detroit. This is a CNBC piece. Invest $1.45 billion on new vehicles, trucks, SUVs, electric and autonomous vehicles. Yeah, they're going to add 3,000 jobs at two factories in the Detroit area, investing $1.45 billion to build new pickup trucks. Now, when I see that, I just think, hey, man, that's different than the stories of old where we're just heading south of the border, going to China, you know, whatever. And those guys have a job, and even ladies have a job, and, you know, they can pay their bills. They might even be able to buy a little bit of silver and gold for tough times that might be ahead.
RussCoinandGift.com. Not only is this story great news, but CNBC of all people reporting it. I got to give them a little credit. That's rare as all get out, too.
That's right. Well, maybe they're what is it? The Grinch had just a tiny heart, but little by little it kind of it grows. Maybe that's what we're praying for, right? For those that have little teeny hearts, but maybe.
Yeah, man, the Grinch can't steal Christmas with Kurt and Brian on the watch, can he?
You know, I kind of quite often see some good stuff from CNBC. The problem is NBC usually, at least for me, is the one that's, you know, the problem. But anyway.
No doubt they're worse. I'm just saying 99 times out of 100, the best news tidbits we get don't come from any of those people.
Yeah, good point.
Right? You know, and I'm just saying, hey, good for them. We're starting to see more and more people reporting good news. And we did a whole segment on good news. We didn't even throw bad news into the lot for a whole segment, Brian.
Well, you know, Sam, I think if I could, here's my picture in my mind. If I can get a wreath, put it around your neck, put some lights on it, send you out there to the Washington, D.C. area, I think you could really change some hearts.
If I didn't get abused, would I have a Make America Great Again hat on or anything like that?
Well, we could.
Yeah, you'd be beat up for sure.
I think we ought to create a shirt called Impeach All Deplorables.
Yeah.
I think we ought to impeach Brian. Don't you think, folks? Impeach Kurt. Impeach Sam. Just impeach
Merry
everybody
Christmas.
Everywhere. And if we don't like it, we'll impeach you again, sir.
Well, we have a peach, the fruit. Maybe that's the, I don't know.
I am Pete.
Hey, there you go, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas, Brian.
Hey, same to you.
And by the way, next Thursday will be the 26th, right?
Yeah.
We will be live. If you want to join us, we'd love you to join. If you're busy, we understand and we'll regroup. It's up to you. Let us know. And thank you so much, sir. Godspeed. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, RussCoinandGift.com. It's not too late to make incredible gifts of intrinsic value available to your loved ones. RussCoinandGift.com. Brian's a counselor. He's ready to go to help you understand. I like the quarters and dimes and halves and dollars and silver eagles and the like. That's just my humble 2 cents. RussCoinandGift.com. For Sam and Kurt, hour one in the can, two coming up. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.